Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Right now, joining us on the line, we have Dr. Hayatin Cohen Yanarak, a Turkish expert at the Jerusalem Institute for Strategy and Security and also the Moshe Dayan Center for the Middle East. Doctor, very good afternoon to you, and thanks once again for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for having me.
No, great to have you once again on board the show, Dr. So. We're looking at Turkish restrictions on Israel regarding trade and industry. How will these export restrictions from Turkey affect Israel? So which industries will be the most affected? How is this going to impact on Israel?
The most important impact was felt on the construction sector.
Okay.
As you can also see in the official declaration of the Ministry of Trade of Turkey, they imposed some restrictions on cement, aluminium, and other important metals like steel, iron, etc. And if we are looking at each of the products carefully, we will see that these products could be used also militarily, also for the civilian purposes.
Okay.
And therefore, of course, given the huge portion of this product, we can foresee that there will be a very drastic drop in the Turkish exports into Israel. According to the figures of the last years of last year, we have witnessed that the Turks profited from this export to Israel approximately $5.4 billion. It means that if we are talking, you know, in football terminology, it's a huge, you know, own goal for the Turkish economy. It's a huge blow for the Turkish economy, and this is a unilateral decision that was taken by them.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, this decision will push Israel into a new search for looking for other suppliers, and it will deepen Israel's dependence to Greece, as Israel is also buying cement from Greece. But mm-hmm. as far as I understand, from my impression, Israel will also get a new decision of strengthening its own national industry on this issue, in order not to rely on other countries. And if I may add another sentence on this regard, even if Turks, in the very near future will change their mind, I assume that there is a huge damage was done here, and the mistrust between the two countries has deepened significantly, and therefore I think Turkish cement firms and steel companies will no longer be able to make trade here in Israel, even if they will change their mind in the very near future.
Well, Doctor, we've been outlining heavy industries up till now, but also if we come to issues closer to home, an example being the textile industry, this is going to really affect the ordinary person on the street.
Yes, indeed. I mean, look, the thing is, the Turkish decision was a partial one.
Mm.
When we are looking at the list, we are not witnessing, for instance, any agricultural products, any cleaning products, any textile products. These are all were declared, exempt from these restrictions.
Okay.
But nevertheless, of course, the Israeli government nowadays is examining to take further actions on this matter, and they are thinking out loud whether to impose, counter sanctions against Turkey. So it may deepen the crisis even further.
Sure.
And besides that, I would like to provide you another angle. Maybe you are not familiar, maybe you are, but next week the Turkish IHH organization, which was the organizer of the previous Gaza flotilla, They declared that they are going to launch a new flotilla to the Gaza Strip on April the 15th. So, in case that such a flotilla will indeed sail for Gaza, then we will see that there will be a new challenge for the Israeli-Turkish relations. At the end, here we do not have any ambassadors. We cannot speak about tourism. We do not have flights. Right. We have only partial trade, so nothing to, you know, to downgrade anymore.
Right.
So this will unfortunately even may deteriorate further, and we may see the complete destruction of the Israeli-Turkish relations.
Doctor, I just wish we had more time to just look a bit further into the issue and just dig a bit deeper into this relationship between Israel and Turkey. But Doctor, as always, thank you very much for affording us your time to discuss in this case these restrictions that Israel is Turkey has just imposed on Israel, and counter restrictions affecting exports and trade between the two countries. Doctor Hayaten Cohen Yanarok, Turkish expert at the Jerusalem Institute for Strategy and Security, and also the Moshe Dayan Center for the Middle East.